all in red body.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman LaFoge.
Push it right to the edge.
The numbers all go to 11.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
He had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Just after me and John took it, Sue came up. Of course, it hadn't yet started to take effect, but right then, I got bad feelings. There's no going back, though. As soon as it's in your mouth, you've committed yourself, so to speak.
New drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
Where is it? I've never heard of any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Look up on top one another.
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
3, 2, 1.
ふるさと忘れない渡り鳥の群れはどこかに磁石を持ってる見えない法則を人は神秘と呼び操れるものを怪しむ望むなら カーテンを開けてお入り
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events sometimes. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial. You do have an FM dial, right? Or at least a readout. Or maybe you're listening to our web stream on your computer or on your mobile device. It all works. So, in case you didn't know it, what we always do on a plastic suit Sushi sound collage is to start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with as many different styles of music as we possibly can. The only restriction being that somehow they need to match our theme du jour. And tonight, today, it's Friday, December 13th, and we're going to be celebrating that with a theme called Numbers. We began the show with one of the most successful J-pop stars ever, Yumi Matsutoya, and a song called 78 from her album, The Gallery in My Heart. She sold over 42 million songs in her long career, which started in 1972 and includes 37 studio albums and 41 singles. Did I mention our theme tonight is Numbers? Yes. So, we're going to be playing all songs about numbers, as well as some public service messages from my WMFO Numbers to Think About series. And our ambiance, for the most part, we're going to be hearing tracks from Brian Eno's Ambient One Music for Airports album, which consists of four tracks. It was a vinyl album, and there's two songs on each side. This is the first song on the first side, 1/1. And we're also going to be hearing, as part of my featured ambiance, very cool cover versions of some of these songs by the acoustic ensemble Bang on a Can. They've got their own version of Music for Airports. Plus, our audio clips from Who Knows Where tonight, they include excerpts from an outstanding BBC documentary on Dr. Albert Hoffman, who was the discoverer of LSD, lysergic acid diethylamide, a very powerful psychedelic drug and hallucinogen. So last week, I was walking through the Tufts campus, and I overheard two Tufts students who were walking nearby me discussing how they had acquired some LSD of their own, and they were planning on taking it during the winter break here. And well, you know, let me reiterate the disclaimer in my show intro. Thank you again, Chuck Yu, for narrating that. But the views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of Tufts University or WMFO or even this show's producer. That'd be me. But they're the expressions of people who say them. And we're really into free form here and exposing a lot of different views. And while, of course, I'd never advocate that somebody casually take illegal drugs, especially a powerful psychedelic like LSD, I would just have to mention that it has provided me with some of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had, but also some of the absolute scariest. And what I'd also say is that in that same disclaimer kind of view is, if you're really interested personally in how the human mind works, how the brain works, how the senses function, and how they can malfunction, well, I'd urge you to do your own research on the subject. In the second hour of the show, I've got a remix of Aphex Twin's Number 9, and I'm overlaying two excerpts from a short novel I wrote in college. It was actually my senior thesis for my philosophy degree. And those two excerpts, vignettes, are specifically about an LSD trip. And that'll be in the second hour. So, also, just a little bit more on Dr. Albert Hofmann. He was a Swiss scientist. And on April 16th, 1943, well, in April of 1943, yes, he, on that date, he became the first human being to experience the effects of LSD. He was preparing a batch of it for some chemical experiments. And so being the chemist that he was, he made up that batch. It was a kind of arduous thing. But he noticed that colors were very bright. And in fact, his senses seemed to be heightened. And he thought about that afterwards, and he realized that these sensations probably came from that drug that he had synthesized, and it was very powerful because he had absorbed it through the skin of his fingers. So, as he will explain, he decided 3 days later, in the finest tradition of scientists of past times, to experiment on himself. And he purposefully took some LSD, the smallest possible dose that he thought could have any possible effect, because as he says in his wonderful Swiss-German accent, he was a very cautious man. So he took 0.25 milligrams, which actually turned out to be a lot. And he began to feel ill, so he rode his bike back home. And when it kicked in, oh boy, and now April 19th, is celebrated in psychedelic culture as Bicycle Day. Well, let's get on with the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going, celebrating our theme of numbers here. And we're going to start off this this first set of the evening with another Japanese track. This is actually from Sega Racing Games, a club remix, and it's called 1 to 20 here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Also, we'll be hearing a little bit of James Bond from John Barry, Cindy Lauper. We're going to end with Metallica.
the plan. We get the warhead and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days. Virtucon alone makes over $9 billion a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
I'm 911 emergency number is not in effect in the area where you are. Please hang up and dial O for operator. This is a recording.
We'll be right back. know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, community, commercial free, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is numbers as we celebrate this Friday the 13th. You know, I'm not particularly superstitious, but when Friday the 13th happen, I'm extra careful. I just don't want to have something bad happen and it getting stuck in everybody remembering, oh yeah, that's when that really bad thing happened, Friday the 13th. Like getting up in the morning and thinking about all the people who got out of their beds and got into their cars and went to their jobs this morning and didn't end up coming back home safely. Just read tomorrow's newspapers to see who they were. In any case, going over our music, we started off with a song from the Japanese company Sega, the Japanese corporate monolith Sega, and actually Naofumi Hataya. That was a track called 1 through 20, the Psyched Club Mix from Sega Racing Games. And then we heard John Barry and 007 from the Best of James Bond 30th Anniversary Edition. Cyndi Lauper gave us 911 from her 1986 album, True Colors, and then 2x4 from Metallica from their album Load. So, you know, the WMFO donations drive is still going on. That means there's still an opportunity for you to go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Just fill out that donations drive Google form there, and then at the bottom, follow the link to go to the Tufts Giving page. And that's where you make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link on that Google form, just to be sure. So we appreciate it when you give us your money. And we promise to use it only to do good things. Like buy new headphones when they break, because they often seem to do that. But we expect that. They're just like, you know, paper in a certain way. Well, we expect them to be more durable than paper, obviously. Although paper, you know, it lasts hundreds of years when treated properly. In any case, this is the second song on the first side of Brian Eno's Ambient One, Music for Airports album, but a very cool cover version of it by the classical acoustic ensemble Bang on a Can, who did their own version of this using non-electronic instruments. Also, I wanted to just briefly talk about some healthcare numbers. Did you know that just 1% of the U.S. population accounts for 22% of the total healthcare spending? And the top 5% accounts for half of all U.S. healthcare spending? So if you want to look at that and try to understand it from a different perspective, if we take all of Americans and we divide them into two groups, like the healthier half and the less healthy half, the healthier half uses just 3% of all medical care dollars, while that less healthy half accounts for 97% of all U.S. healthcare costs. So the basic message is that there's a relatively small number of people who are sick, some of them through no fault of their own and others through bad lifestyle choices, and they're basically eaten up far, far, far more healthcare resources than everybody else. And, well, take that for what it's worth. But hopefully for a single-payer healthcare system in the United States here. And at least the numbers have been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, Tufts Educational Radio. We are in this case. Well, let's get going with another set of songs about numbers. And in this set, we're going to be hearing two from Moby. His song's called 7 and 18. And we're also going to be hearing from what was once a local band, and maybe they still are, from Boston, the Dresden Dolls. But we're going to start off the set here with another Japanese band, Pizzicato 5. And this song,
Number 5.
That's what it's called. Number 5. Here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
Good evening, America, and welcome aboard Apollo 13.
Clutching the phone till my hands were sore. I never understood pain before. Christopher, you cannot know what it does to me. Hearing you speak with this frequency. I never knew what one voice could do. I was in heaven the moment I heard you. My friends go out drinking and having fun. I stay in bed with my headphones on. Shut down. Christopher Lydon renounced my love. It took so long to get through to you. I never understood sorrow, now I do. I finally got past your monitor. You broke my heart into Christopher. Christopher, I was your listener. Christopher, I've never felt love like this before. Christopher, Christopher, now and forever. Connection with you. I don't care if you're old and incontinent. I will be yours till the bitter end. So, during a show about Joan of Arc, I got through and said, Christopher Lydon, you've stolen my heart. When I asked if you felt the same way for me, you cut me off like a guillotine. Drawn like a bull to a matador, I just see visions of Christopher. Christopher Lydon renounced my love. Christopher, I was your prisoner. Christopher, I hope you're happy now. Christopher, thank you for everything, but I'm not listening.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. Our theme this evening, well, we're celebrating Friday the 13th. I hope it's been, if not a lucky day, at least not an unlucky day. Well, at least not a disastrous day. Yes, that's what I wish for all my listeners. So, we began that set you just heard with the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 and number 5 from their The Sound of Music by Pizzicato 5 album. That's the full name of it. And then we heard from a band originally from Boston that's gone on to worldwide fame, the Dresden Dolls. 672 from their eponymous album. And then 2 from Moby. 7 from his Play album, which is a short 62-second piece, and every single track on that album was licensed for commercial use. That was quite an accomplishment, as well as a real moneymaker. And then a track called 18 of his from the album 18. Backing me up right now is Brian Eno. And this is the second. No, this is the. This is 2/2 off of Music for Airports, Ambient 1. Thanks so much for Arthur for calling in. Arthur of the Grand Hour on Wednesday mornings here on WMFO. At 5 a.m. on Wednesdays, the best morning show in the area here. And I think, well, let me go and describe our next set here a bit. It's going to be doing what I call going full circle. So beginning and ending with two different versions of the same song. We're going to start with Kraftwerk's version of Numbers from their Computer World album. And then we're going to finish with the absolutely incredible cover version by Pygmy Taxi Corporation from the